All right, this is November 2nd, and the topic this month is meditation.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, here it is. So nice to see gods and goddesses all in one room. I hope that is finally sinking into your consciousness, that you do realize that you are one with this thing that we call God, or you're one with this thing we call the universe. This teaching is a teaching of unity, and it's the only religion, if you want to call it a religion, or the only philosophy that I know that teaches unity. Everything else in the world teaches separation. The world always teaches separation. There isn't a religion that I know of that teaches unity. The Catholic Church does not teach it, and the other churches, Baptists, all because they think that God is somewhere else. They never tell you that you're one with this thing called God. And you must bring that into your mind. We are conditioned, and we have been conditioned since children, to think that God is somewhere else. That it's God and I, instead of God as me, or me as God. And that's what we're trying to get our mind to accept, because it's a difficult thing when everybody else is thinking separation. It's very difficult to think unity. You see, I couldn't do unity in my family. You know, they would never accept that because they're so conditioned to the separation that they like staying there. It's comfortable. We do things as human beings that are comfortable. The mind loves something that is comfortable. And when you get used to it, the mind keeps you there. And this is one of the things that we do not want to happen to us. We do not want to become puppets of our conditioning. I have a cousin called me on Sunday. She's so in to separation, and she's so into how horrible the world is. And I said to her, Joni, people have been saying that for years. The world, oh no, they're taking over, and this is happening. And what are we going to do with all these immigrants? I said, I have no idea what we're going to do with them. Nor do I really care what we're going to do with them, but we have to accept them. You know, you can't say you can't come into this country, you can't do this. Why not? Because they're part of God also. You have to take it all in. You have to take everything in. And be thankful that we can see the idea of unity. And that, in last month, we did treatment. In treatment, you have to unify immediately. That's the first step in treatment, is unifying. I am one with God. Therefore, I can do this, this, and this. Always unity. So, now this month, we're going to talk about meditation. Meditation and treatment are tools for your toolbox, your spiritual toolbox. Why meditation? I think meditation is wonderful. Maybe 40 years ago, when TM was the rage, I took TM and took the classes and so forth on how to meditate. And I found it very fascinating. And if you gave that your time, your 20 minutes a day to meditation, you could see a difference in yourself and a difference in the world around you. The reason why I like meditation, I think it's much better to meditate than to take, do people still take Prozac and Valium? You see, all that. If you meditate, you don't have to take those things, you see. But what do human beings do all the time? We take the road of least resistance. And instead of sitting 20 minutes, calming yourself, getting your mind in order and so forth, you'll pop a pill instead. Or take a nice drink or smoke something. And then you're no longer there, you're somewhere else. So, meditation is easy. So many people think that meditation is a mystery and so forth. Christians do not like the word meditation because they think then your mind is being turned over to this thing called the devil. Now, we happen to realize that there's no such thing called the devil. But this is why in churches they don't meditate, because they're afraid, oh, you slow that mind down, the devil's going to get you. Why don't they think, slow that mind down and God's going to get you? I can't figure that one out. But they're afraid of meditation. There's nothing to be afraid of with meditation, people. You're just slowing down your mind. You're going into a different realm, rhythm, I should say. A different rhythm in your mind, you see. Maybe it's the alpha waves or the beta waves. I don't remember any of that stuff. I just do it anymore. But you could actually, when you get used to it, you can see yourself doing it. Now, when I took transcendental meditation over 40 years ago, they gave you a mantra to run around using all the time. I have no idea what mine was. It morphed into sharing. And all I have to do is close my eyes and repeat silently in my mind, sharing, and my mind immediately settles down into a different rhythm. Immediately does that. But you don't need the mantra. You can say beings if you want to. The idea is to focus on something so that your mind slows down. And this is what this whole life is about, slowing down your mind, you know. Slow down, you move too fast. You must slow yourself down so that you can enjoy your life. We run around. I decided years ago I was going to smell the roses along the way, and I gave up all the other stuff. I said, all I want to do is smell the roses. Everyone else rushes right by the roses. They don't even see them because they're so busy making money or whatever else they think. And they're a nervous wreck most of the time. You know that stress. Meditation will get rid of stress almost instantly. Two people that you know that meditate, which I don't understand. I understand them, but I don't understand their meditation, is Deepak Chopra and the man who just made
Wayne
his
Dyer.
Wayne Dyer, the man who made his transition. Now, they meditated between 6 and 8 hours a day, sometimes 10 and 12 hours a day. How they ever wrote a book or anything is beyond me. I don't know when they have time to do this stuff. But they were absolutely, because the more you get into it, more things come into your mind. So it's a way of not only slowing down the mind, but it's also stretching the mind into a different realm where you start to feel something different, see things differently. See? So there's nothing to be frightened about it. It's a technique, it's a tool that has been used for thousands of years, and no one has gone to hell because of it. So you won't go to hell. You just, people say, and one of them, she's not here tonight, is Paula. Paula always says, I can't meditate. I said, you most certainly can. Anyone can meditate. The same way when people come to me and say, you'll never be able to hypnotize me. I say, watch this. And before they know, they're out before they know it, you know. But when they wake up from it all, they can't believe that they were hypnotized, you see. Just try it. And the other thing is, you don't have to meditate for 6 or 8 hours. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You know, do that. And you're always meditating anyway. When you hear a wonderful symphony, don't you go somewhere else? That's meditation. That's all meditation is. It's going somewhere else. It puts your mind somewhere where you get off your worries and off all of that. And that's what we want to do. We want to slow down the mind so that we feel good about ourselves. Well, I think that we were talking, was it tonight, at dinner. What we're always after, you know, is peace of mind. That's what we want to know, that our mind is peaceful and it's not attacking us, it's not doing all kinds of crazy things. Some people think their mind is out to get them. And I have news for them. The mind is out to get you. You know, it really is out to get you. So you have to watch that. And through prayer and meditation, you can control all those things. So we're going to learn how to meditate. And there's no... there are different techniques, again, put out by other people. But you can do your own thing. All you are doing is slowing yourself down. That's all you are doing. Now, there are different types of, as I said, different types of meditation. There's the guided meditation. Oh, there's our dear friend Thomas. There's guided meditation. I happen to love guided meditation because I can just let my mind go wherever, you know, wherever it wants to go. So before we start, does anyone here, do you all know how to meditate? Do any of you meditate at all? You meditate? Mm-hmm. You see, that's a good one. Yes?
Yeah, I do, but I have a problem, I think, probably, which is very common. My mind starts to wander.
Well, your mind is always going to start to wander. And don't call it a problem. Say it's a situation that I'm learning to control. I'm bringing my mind back.
Yeah.
I'm making my mind do what I want it to instead of allowing it to run over me all the time. You see, that's all it's about. So, and it slows people down. When you get so down with meditation, then you're not getting crazy, are you? You could... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, if I have insomnia, meditate.
Very good.
Puts me to sleep eventually.
Well, yeah.
You know.
It does.
Yeah.
So, it's a form of controlling your mind for your own benefit, you see. When you don't have to be doing, you know, praying for anything or trying to gain anything, all you're doing is slowing your mind down so that you can find peace. And when you come out of that, it's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely refreshing. You feel like a night's sleep or something.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll learn how to do it. Oh, it's back to Paula. She thinks she can't because she thinks she has to sit there for an hour. I don't sit for an hour, people. In fact, when I meditate, I always lie down. People say, oh, you must sit with your spine up and your hands like First of all, my back gets crazy, and the whole, but if I lay down, I feel just absolutely wonderful. People say, oh, you'll go to sleep. No, I do not go to sleep. So find your own. You have to be comfortable. You know, that's why they ask you, like, take off your shoes. I always say to people, take off your clothes.
Just
in case. You know. Get comfortable. So, since we're just starting this month with meditation, let's do a guided meditation tonight and see how you feel, okay, about it, all right? So if you'll just get yourself nice and comfortable, I will take you through a meditation. All right. Just start to settle down. You know how to do that. And just allow all those worries and concerns, just allow them to go right out of your head. You don't need this right now. And just remind yourself that this is something that you want to do, and this is something that's very beneficial for you. You're completely surrounded by love, and you're completely protected. So you can go just as deep into meditation as you feel comfortable going. In order to help you relax even more, I would like you to picture or imagine that you're at the top of a beautiful staircase. And that staircase has 10 steps. And I'm going to count you down that staircase. And with every step, you're going to go deeper and deeper into total relaxation. And when you reach the bottom, you're going to step off into a beautiful, white, warm, friendly light. And when you step off into that beautiful, white, warm, friendly light, you're going to go 10 times deeper. 10 times deeper into total relaxation than you've ever gone before. So starting at the top, 10, 9, 8, every muscle and every nerve in your body just loosens up and lets go. That's it. Just let go. Every breath you take, you go deeper and deeper into total relaxation. Every sound you hear, you go deeper and deeper into total relaxation. And it feels so good to just let go. 7, 6, 5. Halfway down now. Halfway down, and that wave of relaxation is now spread all over your body. That's it. Just allow that wave of relaxation to spread all over your body. Allow it to carry you deeper and deeper into total relaxation. And the deeper you go, the better it feels. And the better it feels, the deeper you go. That's it. Going deeper and deeper into total relaxation. 4, 3, 2. Almost down now. Almost ready to step off into that beautiful, white, warm, friendly light. And remember, when you step off into that beautiful, white, warm, friendly light, you're going to go 10 times deeper. 10 times deeper into total relaxation than you've ever gone before. Number one, stepping off into that beautiful, white, warm, friendly light. That's it. Just allow that light to completely wash all over you, completely envelope you, and carry you even deeper into total relaxation. Now, as you stand there in that beautiful, white, warm, friendly light, a wave of peace comes over you. A wave of security comes over you. And it feels so good to be here. Now, as you stand there, you notice a hallway in front of you. And you decide to start walking down that hallway. That's it. Just start walking down that hallway. As you walk down that hallway, you notice a door at the end of the hallway. And as you get closer and closer to that door, you go deeper and deeper into total relaxation. That's it. Getting closer and closer. Going deeper and deeper. Closer and closer. Deeper and deeper. And now you're standing right in front of that door. And you can read, written there in beautiful gold letters, "This is the place of the Most High." And as you stand there reading, "This is the place of the Most High," you decide to open the door and walk in. That's it. Just open the door and walk in. And now you find yourself in the most beautiful room you have ever seen. And here you are, at that spot within you, at that place within you, that has never been touched by anything on the outside of life. Here you are at that place within you where all life begins. Here you are at that place within you where your life begins. And it feels so good to be here. And now as you stand there, here at that place within you that many call the place of the Most High, you notice a chair in the middle of the room. And you decide to walk over and sit down on that chair. And when you do, you go even deeper into total relaxation, sitting down now. And now, as you go even deeper into total relaxation, you are becoming aware of all the strengths and all the abilities that are developed within you. You are becoming impressed with the wonder of your own being. You realize now that there's a completely different way to go through life than most people do, and you have chosen that way. You know now that you truly are the cause under your own experience, that you are the one that is creating your life, your reality. And you are learning to do that quite well. And you are learning to bring into your life all the wonderful things that you want. You know now that you truly are deserving, worthy, totally lovable, and that you matter. You matter not only to yourself, but you matter to this thing that we call God. You realize now that God would be incomplete without you, that you are needed, that you are part of this whole thing, that you are a thread in the wonderful tapestry of life, and that thread is needed. Therefore, you are needed. And you realize now that you are here at this very moment on this plane of action because you have something to give that only you can give. And that makes you feel good. You truly are special. And you remember that. And you use that. You are not only special, you are kind. You are filled with wisdom. You are filled with intelligence. And you certainly are filled with love. And you can feel that love all around you. You can practically see it. There's a bright light going on inside of you right now. And that is at the center of your being, where this wonderful thing called life resides. And you can use it anytime you want. So you start using it. And you use it regularly until that becomes you. This is what you've always wanted. And now you have a chance to obtain it. So as you sit there on that chair, here at the very center of your being, make up your mind to be the person you truly know you are, to be one with the universe itself, to realize that you truly are the beloved in whom this thing called God is well pleased. You are the beloved, and that makes you feel good. Your life is unfolding in divine right order, and you see that now. You feel that. And you allow it to carry you to your next event. You allow it to show you the way so that you are successful in everything that you do. All fear, worry, concerns are gone from you. You are triumphant. You are triumphant. You are triumphant now. Rest there in that thought a moment. Now each and every one of these suggestions that I have made has made a deep, vivid, and permanent impression on your subconscious mind, never to be erased. Just like seeds planted in the soil, they have sent down their roots deep, deep, deep within your subconscious mind. And each and every day, you will see the full, powerful, positive, creative unfoldment of these suggestions as each and every day you remember you are triumphant. Rest there in that thought a moment. I'm now going to count from 1 up to 5. On the count of 5, your eyes will open. You'll be wide awake and feeling wonderful. 1. Slowly, easily, and effortlessly. Coming back to full awareness, bringing every detail of this session with you. 2. Every muscle and every nerve in your body feels loose and limp and relaxed. 3, you feel good. From the tips of your toes to the top of your head, you feel good physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. 4, your eyes start to feel as if they were bathed in cool spring water. On the next count now, your eyes will open. You'll be wide awake and feeling wonderful. 5. Did anyone do something? Did you feel something? Did you see something? Was it hard? Difficult? What was going on?
I went out. I was like, oh, it's a part of the dream.
Well, great.
Yeah. But I can still hear you.
Well, of course.
Well, and then my mind would wander sometimes, but I can still hear you. Well, I totally felt relaxed.
Okay.
Probably the first time that it actually affected me that strong.
Well, then that's good. So that feeling now is in you, and you can remember it and draw on it at any time.
Yeah.
So, and that's all meditation is.
Good for me.
Let's see. Jean, what did you feel?
Just go out. I can hear you talking.
But you followed it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So now, see, that's called a guided meditation, mm-hmm. and you followed me. Now you have to do for yourself and follow your own mm-hmm. mind, you see?
Mm-hmm.
But did you feel good afterwards?
Very good. For me, I did meditation with you a couple of times, and when I do it, just like, I don't feel I'm in this room. I don't feel I'm sitting on this chair.
Right.
And that happens to me, just me and your voice.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas, you have a statement?
Yeah, I do meditation every day, and this was kind of different, but I liked it. It was like kind of like taking a little.
Yeah. Yes, it is taking a trip.
It all happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though I was.
Yeah.
Half asleep.
Right. Well, that's all right to be half asleep. That's what we want. That's the relaxation. That's mm-hmm. the peace that comes when you do that. Andrew?
I think I slipped under, fell asleep at some point.
No, you didn't. You just thought you did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very relaxing.
Good. You, young lady?
Mm-hmm.
You love
yeah.
it?
Yes. Great, and it's almost like being at your home, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, taking a session from you. But I mean, once in a while, I see myself going like into Facebook and reading, you know, with people's posts and, you know, kind of coming back. And so it's a bit of a trip. But
you were able to bring your mind back.
I was able to bring my mind
see,
back.
See, now that's what you have to realize, because you are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. And now you're learning to do that, and you're learning to bring your mind back. The reason earlier when I said a mantra and so forth, that was to still the mind and to keep bringing it back. You see, yeah. Your mind is always going out someplace. It's always looking. It's always. You have to bring it back all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I told you the story of Charles Raymond Charles Barker in New York. When he would give his talk sometimes, and he would just stop and say, coming back now. And he would bring his mind back to it. Because our minds do that to us. They take us on a flight of fancy, I call it. How about you, Christine?
Yeah, I felt like I like that parallel world kind of thing. Like
yes.
Part of me could hear you, but the longer it went on, the more I felt my soul or my energy into the dream of it all.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, good. Well, then that's it. And Jerry, you?
Well, I when I sat up, because you said sit up, and when I was laying down, I was pretty relaxed. But when I sat up, I like woke up and became alert. And
that's why I lie down.
Yeah. but it was nice sitting up, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I was very comfortable. And every part of my body felt really relaxed.
Good.
Comfortable. And it's very peaceful. And I just enjoyed it. I had a couple of itches and twitches about midstream there. But once I kind of dealt with them, then
they may always be there.
Yeah.
You just have to ignore them.
Yeah. But it was very pleasant. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Can you do that more often? Mm-hmm.
Well, I can do it this whole month. I'll do things for you so that you can, so that you can learn to do it and do meditation and do it your way, you see. But it will slow you down. Thomas, since you've been doing it a great deal, have you noticed a difference in your life?
The very first time I sat down, I just did it kind of cold. And I was, you know, instructed, and it kind of taught us, and then I just went home and did it. They didn't teach us anything. You say, go home and meditate for an hour. So I set my thing for an hour, and then I felt myself, I got to check the clock. But I was able to stop.
Pull it back.
And then all of a sudden, the little thing goes off. I was like, that was an hour?
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing the very first time. And now yeah. I can do it. And actually, today was the first day I did it laying down. But I woke up at 5:30 in the morning and said, I'm going to meditate, but I don't want to sit up. And I just set the timer.
Yes.
And I just
right.
kind of went off later, but it didn't really matter.
Right.
And that's good. I'm like, wow, I'm going to do it mm-hmm. laying down now.
Yeah. I've always done it lying down.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like that sitting up routine idea, because you have to keep your body. You have to keep it rigid or something. I'd rather have it relaxed so I can do something with my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Thomas does it for an hour. Please, people, on your first starting, don't try an hour. 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then increase it to 15, 20. Because the mind will fight you. Didn't your mind fight you the first time they said an hour? Your mind says, oh, please, I'm not going to do an hour of this. Mm-hmm. There's something to do. And then your mind starts to say, did you get that done? Did you write that check? Did you clean the kids? Whatever. It just, and that's the garbage that you want to get out of your mind.
That stuff happens less and less now.
Yes.
I've been doing it since August, every day for an hour.
Good.
And that all that chatter doesn't happen as much.
Yes.
I just get things that are interesting to
yes.
me, and then I write them down in a little book, and then I put the book down and I go back to it.
Good. Because it's not, this is not an exercise for your mind to tell you all the duties you're supposed to be doing. We get enough of that without this. We want to get rid of that idea that we're constantly moving, you know. Do you remember that old thing people used to say? I don't know if they probably still do. We are human beings, not human doings. And we are always doing something, you see. We think to be human, we have to be doing something. No, you have to be. Just sit and be. And that's what this meditation will teach you. And if you just do it the way you want to, and always be comfortable, for goodness sakes, and do it for as long as you can, you see. But I would suggest try 10 minutes at first, because an hour is a long time. So how those other two did it for 6 and 8 hours a day, I have no idea how they did that.
A friend of mine does it for like 15 hours.
Yeah.
Put himself in a room. I go, how do you do it?
Yeah. But there are people who do it.
Yeah.
But then you're not in the world, you see. You're someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to live in this world, people. These are little things to help us live in this world better. That's all. And we want to learn to do that. So that we're not turning to drugs, alcohol, or whatever people turn to, which is easier, you see. So when you meditate, it's wonderful. And science, of course, will always come up with something. You know, they used to suggest for surgeries and so forth, they used to teach people to hypnotize themselves, and you could do a surgery. But you had to teach the person first, and it took effort. People don't want the effort. So they come up with anesthesia. Now you don't have to effort at all. You just take this anesthesia and go down. But what they discovered about that was, if you were able to do it naturally, through meditation, through hypnosis, there was never an infection. There was never an infection. Why? I don't know the reason. But this stuff works, but we get rid of all these things that work because somebody comes up with, oh, here, just pop the pill. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to relax? You know, I grew up in a family. My mother was always wanting to relax, you know. She was the Prozac queen of the world. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Prozac then. It was not Quaaludes. What the heck was it?
Valium.
That's exactly. She popped Valium constantly. Everything else. Anything that upset her, she'd pop a Valium, you know. Because she didn't want to be upset about anything or worried about anything.
Did it work?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think what happened to my mother is she took so many Valiums and so forth that her mind wasn't functioning in the way it should have.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say, if you take a lot of Valium, your synapses crystallize and they can't fire from one to the next. Mm-hmm. Little crystals form around the ends of it. Mm-hmm. So you can't do it. So do these natural things, people, you know, and it'll work every time. I've been using it for, as I said, 40 years. Now, do I meditate every day? Absolutely not. But I may say something to myself every day. You know, if you listen to a good symphony, that's meditation, you see. When I look out and see beautiful flowers and trees and so forth, and my mind goes, oh, that's meditation. You see?
Sometimes I meditate when I jog.
Yes.
I know I'm meditating. I'm like in a different...
Yes, a different zone. You get in a different zone.
And then you see other things. Like all of a sudden I see a little bird that I wouldn't have seen if I weren't doing that.
Yeah. So this is what the benefits of this is. It's to slow your mind down so that you can use it correctly. You see? And I think it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problems. Anyone have any questions? Need any advice? You see how easy it was? Wasn't that easy?
How long was yours?
Pardon?
How long was yours? How long was it? You just did.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm never concerned about time, so I just do it.
10 minutes, what we just did?
Oh, I think it was more than 10 minutes, mm-hmm. wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more than 10.
But it helps, you see.
Mm-hmm. It's like a vacation.
It is like a vacation, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So think of it as that. You know? We have to withdraw from the world, people. If you stay in the world all the time, you're going to go crazy. You have to be able to withdraw from this world.
Is there a difference between the experience of a guided meditation like we just did and sitting down and just quieting your mind?
No, it works the same, but you have to do the work. I did the work for you.
Mm-hmm. So meditation is work? You just said that. You have to do the work.
You have to do the work, not me. So you have to do your own meditation, your own guiding.
I mean, I just always thought that when you meditate yourself, it's not about guiding yourself. It's just about, like, being still and being quiet.
Well, that is, but you have to go do something with it. Just sitting, being still, you might as well take a nap.
I'm sorry, I always, that was my understanding.
Yes, I know a lot of people think that's what it is.
So straighten me out there. What if you're not being guided by someone else, what are you supposed to be doing as you meditate?
Watching the movements of your mind.
Then be a little clear on that. What does that mean?
Watching the movements in your mind when you're meditating and your mind goes this way or that way or says something that's absolutely ridiculous, you have to be a witness to that and bring that mind back to what you wanted to do.
Okay.
Let's see. But just training. All life is training, people. Anything you do, you have to learn and you have to train how to do it. And this is just one of those things that you can learn.
And when you say bring your mind back to what you want to do.
What you want it for.
Which is to be still.
To be still. To have peace of mind. To see clearly. But and not have all that mind talk going on.
Okay, so I'm a little confused because bringing your mind back to be still, to me, sounds like doing nothing. But then earlier you said doing nothing, you might as well just take a nap.
Well, so, yes, but stillness isn't it. Stillness is not doing. There's a quality to stillness. You know, it's a thing. It's not nothing. Stillness. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I'm thinking like with the guided meditation, which I've done with you before, and they're great. It's like, you know, like you said, you don't have any responsibility. You're just there. You're listening to it, and you relax,
right.
And you're quiet. And maybe you're affected by the things that you're saying or whatever. But when you're not doing that, when you're doing it by yourself, you know, unless you're going to your mind and like doing affirmations in your mind, like I'm worthy and deserving, you know, internally or something like that. Is that?
But that's
what we're
not
supposed to do?
No, that's not meditating. That's affirmation. You want to still your mind where you see something different, where you see a different reality going on. And you can learn to see that and to do that. It's a completely, it's a different shift in consciousness. And after you learn how to do it, it makes your life so much better, you see.
So I guess I could also be a little clearer on what is... I mean, like, when we're doing the guided meditation, you're still, like, on a calming roller coaster that
yes.
takes seriously. But when you're doing it by yourself, what is the goal of meditation when it's self-done by yourself?
To find peace of mind.
Okay.
To where you understand something. There's a wonderful thing, and I'll tell it to you, about meditating. And they say in meditation, you see people want to find God or Jesus or the Buddha. And the statement is, when you're meditating, if you find Buddha along the way, kill him. Because it's impossible, you can't do that. You know, that's your trick. It's your mind's doing. Do you ever go to some people, they say, oh, I meditated in the Sunnyuri Fairy and I was in the cave and the bear came and this happened and that happened? No, you people haven't been around. But I've been to places where they, you know, sort of like a vision quest or something. You know, I don't know if that, they may be right about that. But I'm skeptical. I might as well tell you that. I get skeptical. But anyway, you know that it's a simple, easy thing, and that's what I want you to understand. The same way last month was treatment, which is simple and easy, and everyone wants to make everything so complicated. Don't make it complicated. And don't say, I don't know how to do it. You have to always start with the premise that I know exactly what I'm doing. You see? And then you do it. You set that premise up. So, meditate, people. You'll love it. It's good for you. You'll like it better than, what's that program everyone watches that you have to name things, you know. Truth. It comes on every night. It's been on for years.
Jeopardy.
Yeah. So, do it for yourselves. Get the whole thing. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.